great extortion. This is how I do it, I need that. Well, I was down on my luck, and I needed some bucks. What? My whole situation was fucked up, kid. I went home, loaded up the joint. Thoughts of extortion and missing a gunpoint ran through my mind. Not one thin dime in my pocket. Live a life of crime for the cash. What the whole damn bash from the lint in your pockets to the drawers on your ass? Give it up, chump, or get snuffed, punk. Bow. Smacked in the face with the sword off pump. You see shorty over there, got the tech to you. While my gangster bitch thoroughly checks you. I want it all, so don't take a fall. I know you got the fresh G-Pack stack under your paw. So don't try to play me like a stupid. I pull your ass away, kid, I swear, don't make me do it. For the cash, what the whole damn bass? I want the cash, what the whole damn bass? I want the cash, what the whole damn bass? The cash, the cash, the cash. Give it up, I want the cash, what the whole damn bass? The cash, give up the whole damn bass? The cash, what the whole damn bass? The cash, the cash, the cash. Give it up. Oh no, there that go, where's the cash flow? Play button, get stupid ass whore. I got a real bad case of the ill street blues. A lot to gain and nothing to lose. Gather up my crew, let them know we got a score. Gotta hit up, and yeah, it's all out war. Check it, I know where a whole lot of cash is, but to get it, we gotta murder some this and a bunch of clowns across town. Thinking they be sleeping, got the guap on them with no triggers. We gotta hit them hard and hit them fast. Take all they cash down to they last. Now y'all think, oh, I'm been robbed like the real pick up of 50 Cent on his job. Real 50 Cent. Rob y'all in the blind. Don't make me do it for the cash. What the whole damn bass? I want the cash. What the whole damn bass? I want the cash. What the whole damn bass? The cash, the cash, the cash.
You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We have Priscilla from When I Say Spit, a.k.a. Priscilla. Skilla, one second. Her mic is set up here. Try that.
Peace. How's everybody doing?
Doesn't want you to have that microphone. There you go. Now, nope. Wow, someone's been messing with the board. Wow, I don't know what's going on here.
Can you hear me? I say y'all as if I'm going to get a reaction.
Try that.
Peace.
Yes. Peace. Yeah, there we are. So,
crystal clear.
What's going on?
Nothing. Frank Ocean dropped his album.
Yeah?
Not hip-hop, but I mean, hey, he's part of the world.
He is. He used to do really good hooks.
Weird. He definitely did. And he wrote a lot of hooks as well. And Andre 3000 is actually on there.
Yeah, I heard that might be candidate for verse of the year. You think so?
Yeah. It was dope. It wasn't his best verse. But, I mean, people like amp everything Andre 3000 does.
Right.
So.
Well, because he kind of disappeared. And then, yeah, it was like, he just pops back up when he wants to, and
right.
Everyone loses their minds.
Right. I don't know. I've heard mixed reviews about Frank Ocean's album, though.
You didn't listen to it?
No, I have listened to a little bit, but not enough to review it.
Okay.
However, it was pretty smooth from what I've listened to, and I didn't change a song because I really wanted to, like, allow it to settle in, but I haven't really, like, listened with the intent of, like, reviewing yet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll probably listen to the Andre 3000 song.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen a lot of articles on it where they were like, he calls out Drake because what he said was basically, I can't believe that you guys aren't writing your own songs. But a lot of people were just like, oh, he's talking about Drake. And I was like, wait, that's like half of mainstream hip hop right now. Like,
yeah.
He could not only just be talking about Drake. I'm pretty sure he's generally talking about where hip hop is now or rappers in hip hop.
You never know. Yeah. I mean, that's the big guy,
but
though.
People want to attack Drake. Everybody wants to, like, put Drake under this, like, oh, he's targeting Drake.
I think a Drake-Frank Ocean beef would be pretty entertaining.
Nah, I don't think. It's like reality beef. if I
Odd
see
Future would jump in, maybe. Do they still rock with him?
Yeah. Tyler, the Creator, actually wrote a poem. Him and Kanye wrote a poem dedicated to Frank Ocean.
Really?
His release of the album. Yeah. It's in his magazine, which is pretty dope. I seen that this morning.
There's a magazine, too?
Yeah. So Kanye West's poem was, like, on McDonald's.
What?
And he, like, dedicated it to Frank Ocean. It was pretty dope. And then McDonald's tweeted Kanye West was like, "I see you," with emoji eyes. Isn't that crazy?
Man.
But the poem was interesting.
I'm sure it was. I'm definitely sure it was. Well, maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah,
when
dope.
I get a sec, we'll get into that.
What's up with you?
Not much. We kicked things off with some Black Poet. That was The Cash. Are you familiar with Black Poet?
No, I feel like I need to be with the name like Black Poet.
Yeah, with a Q, B-L-A-Q.
Word.
Poet. He's a Queensbridge dude. old, I don't know, probably late 90s, early 2000s.
Mm.
Super aggressive. A lot of DJ Premier stuff. He was in a group called Screwball. They had some jams back then. I don't know. Queensbridge is like my favorite borough as far as rappers go. So he's kind of like that local... hard-nosed, like, no gimmicks, you know, no BS rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Not surprised he never blew up because it's, you know, the content is not really for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, he's a good MC. And I don't always listen to it, but I must be in some sort of mood because I mm-hmm. threw it on and, you know, listened to like 10 straight songs about robbing people before I got here, so... pretty fired up.
Anything could happen right now.
Yeah.
This moment.
Yeah, it's
kind of crazy.
Wild. I'm in a good mood though. Yeah, so that was Black Poet. I figured I'd play it. So if y'all don't know about Black Poet, look up Screwball. Screwball album. It's called Deja Vu, I believe. But Screwball was their boy and he died and they named their crew after him and put out a rap album. There's some jams on it.
Word.
Yeah, and then Poet's got some solo stuff, but some good beats. Good, like, if you like that 90s, you know, vibe. So, Black Poet. I was just coordinating with the Hoop Hop boys.
Word. It was pretty dope to be out there.
We're going to talk about it in a minute. Yeah. I'm going to play some music and I got to get my... still don't have my social media intern, so I have to get these Instagrams and tweets off so people know to tune in. But the winning team is going to be coming through next Tuesday. So I'm very excited about that.
Word.
Very
exciting.
Yeah. So we were just
they were so cute out there.
Aunt Thomas and M Dot were just texting on the way and we put it together. Shout out to Bakari for not, you know, planning ahead like that, but luckily, you know, the boys had it under control.
Yeah.
So
they played their heart out there and they won. So
we only associate with winners.
Yeah, I seen that text.
Yeah. We're not front runners, but we're just surrounded by winners.
That's the beauty of it.
Right, exactly. Who could have known? Who could have known? We never switched allegiances. Our guys just keep winning. So we're going to play a new track I got. Submissions at lfodradio.com if you don't know how to send them in. And this one's called Satellite. It's by Wordsworth and Jay Soul. If y'all don't know who Wordsworth is, he's another legend. And he linked up with this dude, Jay Soul. And they hit my inbox with this one. So you're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Your favorite rapper in your top five. Got put on, wrote a song later, saw my stock rise. Fatherless child, worth nothing in my pop's eyes. Daddy didn't care, so why would the cops try? Welfare, spam in a can, eating pot pies. KFC, Popeyes, buckets or the box size. Selling food stamps, babies on the block died. Ain't have a chance like an avalanche rock slide. No dentist and doctor we could drop by. Healthcare was Robitussin and peroxide. Just the haves and the have-nots, it was lopsided. MSNBC
is bias and Fox lie. In the game, people ran base and did not slide. Locked up, gotta keep your head up like a pop fly. In your car, somebody driving, you get shot by. Rather run a light than stop at the stop sign. Interviewers keep asking where the lyrics are. You can look near or far, I'm hotter than the nearest star. Sweat before you hear a bar, never ever fear it, y'all. The answers, here they are, valet, prepare to call. A man of wisdom, knowledge, I command the rhythm. Blow your mind before you know it like an aneurysm. Stop your flow like a pulmonary embolism. My mannerisms is vitriol with vandalism. Corrupt California out of water. Detroit bankrupt, Texas blocking the borders. Drug transporters driving in Ford Explorers. Positive urine ignoring the judge's orders. From pregnancy, life expectancy is shorter. Something in the food got the kids growing taller. The rich getting richer, the poor getting poorer. The US dollar in the quarter getting smaller. Radio, you live on air, next caller. Google me, Safari, Internet Explorer. Out in far waters in Bora Bora, watching Law and Order. Playing Midnight Marauders. LP is a classic. Help me, I was asking. Promoted myself, then they felt me in the masses. Bad hand they dealt me, now wealthy using plastic. Ratchet, pose and take a selfie at your casket. Zoom in, fish eye, zoom lens, 4K background, looking like the room bends. Property goes up when I move in. Business booming, satellite tuned in.
Cronkite flow, and that's the way it is. Don Type Jones. Jones, Ken Burns with it, Jazzy spit liquidy on some document in history. Sipping Hennessy, flipping up my kidneys. Got these kids on their knees. I'm the Prophet Jonesy. I had a dream, I was getting help from ghosts. There's power in the dog. I hate to boast. Bedside brunch, scrambled eggs and French toast. Wee wee, ooh la la. That's me and Digga in the Wraith. James Brown capes. Red velvet like Susie Cakes. Pull up to your session on any date. Silently assassinate your struggle rappers. Ski mask fashion, vocabulary dapper. Semi-tuck strap with Nubian queen wordplay. Spray your darts before we hit the stage. Shutting down any rapper that would be.
I get mine the fast way.
Ski mask way.
Now get mine the fast way, ski mask way.
You know what it is. Guess we gotta do it like this to get our point across, huh? All hail the queens. Rip mics doing the damn thing. Sarac, I see you. Il Camille, Book Brown, I see you. What up, Ryan Nicole? Keisha Fresh. Glam Rogue Venom, what's good? Chain. We come and infiltrate your whole cipher, man. Dude, keep talking crazy, man.
keep saying us ladies ain't out here, dude. Embarrass you. Every track. It's so easy. Lyric Jones, Rod Digger, Ski Mask Way.
To be by your side, knowing they wouldn't be.
Only the music matters.
Voices in my head keep telling me to focus on the bread.
Only the music matters.
Cause whether in a hoopty or a biz, they on the outside, no one's looking in.
Only the music matters.
My answer for the rain is malicious, Mr. Magnificent. Adding up the years and tears and days and nights that I spent. Push the limits to the brink, thinking I'm losing it, sinning under the influence of something else. The pen assumes human, whichever craft mastered, and nothing else really matters. Small town, gathering pieces that I found of our friendship. Reminiscing, come to terms with demons that I burn it down. Favorite angel, outtake, shaking the tabernacle. Pentecostal, pull off the impossible, hostile. Breathing heavy, break the levee with stigmata in hand. I'm living proof in the booth for some peers. Moment to fear, still crazy after all of these years. Wizardry, looking back, it makes me laugh. I thought you did the math and didn't even know the half. I caught him after classes, ducking me. Illuminati sleep in a cell, caged in a comfortable hell. According to the Bible, parallel where angels fell. Smoking mirror niggas on empty, trying to gas me. But I never been afraid of work, put it in to make it squirt. Middle finger enemies, put holes in your tapestry, please. I get it popping like the buttons on my polo fleece. The beast within is on the prowl again. Waiting for my prey to stray the path along the way. Until the end, I see that this is how it's gonna be. So as for you and me, is my decree.
Only the music matters.
When your friends turn into enemies, jealousy and the envy you will see.
Only the music matters.
Even family members will pretend to be by your side, knowing they wouldn't be.
Only the music matters.
Voices in my head keep telling me to focus on the bread.
Only the music matters.
Cause whether in a hoopty or a Benz, they on the outside, no one's looking
in. I know by now you probably don't like me. Wanna get your man to fight me. Know you probably wanna kill me, saying that you wasn't feeling me. Your girlfriend wanna f*** me and f*** me off, and especially your problems home it isn't even when you think it's about me, yo.
The little things that get you when you wasn't paying attention, that you thought so insignificant. These body parts missing as deep as Grand Canyon. The doctor sticks his hands inside to find the messages embedded in my music. Ad-lib savage. The first funeral rehearsal, sending black rose condolences to certain individuals. I am not a criminal. Scratch that, yo, I'm lying. Trying to take over the racket. So lames, where the safe at? Harsh words preferred to that, to what I could do. Hands on victims saying stay calm, death becomes you. This is for the kid with nothing worth trying to live for. At least that's what he thinks and doesn't want it no more.
Only the music matters.
When your friends turn into enemies, jealousy and the envy you will see.
Only the music matters.
Even family members will pretend to be by your side, knowing they wouldn't be.
Only the music matters.
Voices in my head keep telling me to and focus on the bread.
Only the music matters.
Cause whether in a hoopty or a biz, they on the outside, no one's looking in.
Only the music matters. Only the music matters. Music matters.
The beast within is on the prowl again, waiting for my prey to stray the path along the way.
In 89, I was trying to be like number 11, shorty with the dimes. I ain't talking block bagging to the block, passing time. Zeke Thomas, we had similar dramas, similar mamas. related to his tale of future promise. He from Chicago, Lawrence, all that I know, but I saw the similar dilemma, the harsh hold on lost souls. Pops gone, eyes closed, Christmas mom wishing for a new Spalding. Need to change that logo from Jerry West to Jordan. Saw them hoop dreams, turnpike dreams, when in the night fiends lean. Drug dealers whip is so clean, MC's jewels is so flashy, and Pippin posterized Patrick Ewing so nasty. Class B, boring as hell, trying to pay attention. The jigger drop that hard knock life, teaching lessons about hood dreams. Hoop it up in hip hop, set it on the mic, cause I ain't had that wicked jump shot. I ain't had that wicked jump shot. Set it on the mic, cause I ain't had that wicked jump shot. Hood dreams, hoop it up in hip hop. Set it on the mic, cause I ain't had that wicked jump shot. I ain't had that wicked jump shot. Set it on the mic, on the mic. Leaders of the new came to my school, watching the young bustle bust. Oh, shit up that rah rah energy. To pinpoint the precise point in life, an enemy. To gather thoughts mentally, jot them down rhythmically. Walk through time processing sounds of the city. Mill City ain't seeing mills. Low to them Haven Hills, really down bottom. Rich history forgotten. Got to talking with my mama about the alarm she discovered when she first came to Mass from South Carolina. Bernard before her, Wanda followed behind her. Bernard had Rochelle, Wanda had Tia. Pamela had me, baby Boo and Nakia. Auntie Audrey passed the last with no babies. Carol had Shola, Sade, Mosa, Nosa, maybe. I got to writing cause I saw my family fighting out a bitch. Flat top to my New Balance kicks. It was hood dreams, hoop it up in hip hop. Set it on the mic cause I ain't had that wicked jump shot. I ain't had that wicked jump shot. Set it on the mic cause I ain't had that wicked jump shot. Hood dreams, hoop it up in hip hop. Set it on the mic cause I ain't had that wicked jump shot. I ain't had that wicked jump shot. Set it on the mic, on the mic. In Biggie verse, he talk about the crack or the jump shot. The jump shot, the crack or this rap, but it's all in fact. Hood dreams for teens seeking something close to paradise. A quick escape from day to day where they don't have a life. The average is disparaging. Half of them end up wrapped up in funeral parlor packaging. Beautiful roses masking the reality of caskets. Handcuffs addiction. Don't give a fuck about school except addition. To add up the dead presidentials is a when you've been through hood politics. Heavy on the mental, steady on the pencil. Studying Drake and J. Cole, biology is whack. Rap is taking control. I'm for J.O.B. cause they gon' be reality show celebrities. These is careers and it tears me apart. We caught in the web of lies. Don't let them ruin your lives, y'all. Hood dreams, hoop it up in hip hop. Set it on the mic cause I ain't had that wicked jump shot. I ain't had that wicked jump shot. Set it on the mic cause I ain't had that wicked jump shot. Hood dreams, hoop it up in hip hop. Set it on the mic cause I ain't had that wicked jump shot. I ain't had that wicked jump shot. Set it on the mic, on the mic. Wicked jump shot. Jump shot. Jump shot. Wicked jump shot. Jump shot. Wicked jump shot. Shot. Wicked jump shot. Jump shot. Jump shot. Jump 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 shot.
Rex, jump shot. Rex was at Hoop Hop, if you don't know. Bakari JB, founder of Hoop Hop.
Yes.
Was in that video. Wait. You see the degrees of separation? We're connecting the dots, as Drea would say. So.
Drea. Shout out to Drea.
Shout out to Drea. Shout out to Booger Money.
I seen Drea at a bar.
Did you?
It was so random.
Did she say hello?
Yeah, she was a little twisted. But, you know, yeah, we spoke. She gets it.
That's dope. She's the best. Big fan. Big fan. Anyway, so Hoop Hop.
Yes.
And well, actually, real quick, before that, so we had Space with Music Matters, and we had Lyric Jones and Rod Digga with Ski Mask Way, and then before that, we kicked things off with Wordsworth and J Soul Satellite, which is a dope new track I got. So, Hoop Hop, though. I couldn't make it. You were there.
Definitely was there.
Tell me about it.
It was amazing. I think just to see several artists come together just for basketball and to support each other was really, really awesome. And just to witness that was pretty dope. I was kind of like in the back just kind of observing
Several is an understatement, by the way. There's like 40, 50 signed up, right?
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot. A lot of rappers that I've noticed on the scene or heard their music before and just never got to meet them. A lot of battle rappers. I think Chilla Jones was there. Yeah, that was my second time seeing him. Dang, it was so many people. Mark Maron, the mayor.
Shout out to
he
Mark.
He was definitely there, and it was just great to see everyone come together.
Yeah.
And just come together and support each other, even if it was just for basketball and not just talking business all the time, but just outside of their zone and just to kind of just chill and relax or whatever. It was really exciting. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a sick idea. One of my favorites from Bukhari. I mean, because everyone. Such a good way to get the whole scene together and,
do something positive.
Like you said, not talk business, too.
Yeah.
Just focus on
basketball,
maybe some food, some sunshine.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, I'm real upset I missed this one, but I'll get the next one. So, and also, just for those of you who tuned in last week, I made some bold predictions. I was trying to say Team Studio, Ant Thomas, M.Dot Boston, they're going to win it all. And guess who won it all? Team Studio. No one would take my bet.
Word.
I guess, you know, it was smart of them, right?
Yeah.
Are you Snapchatting me?
Yes, I was. And you know what's really dope is
Snapchat
to see
LFOD music.
Oh, yeah, that too. I was going to say the young people who represented LFOD was just so adorable.
Oh, we had a team.
It was so cute. That's all I have to say. Yeah. They were just really so cute.
We love it. Yeah,
and they won. So that definitely gave us a dub.
We never would have sponsored another Hoop Hop.
Yes, we would.
Yeah, we would have. I know we would have. But yeah, it was really cool. We were given the opportunity. Us and Stay True did a youth game in the middle, halftime, break it up. Shout out to Stay True. We've been doing a lot with them lately.
Yeah, shout out to them. I definitely seen him in the building.
Yeah, Brian was there.
Yeah. Oh, we played against, well, the kids played.
I know, and we whooped them.
Yeah.
It's the word on the street. None of the shots were falling.
We all win.
I know, these are kids. There's no point
in. We all win. We just really won.
Yeah, we just won a little more. So the kids are actually going to come in next week.
Yeah, which I'm is excited. Dope. I'm going to have some really fun questions for them.
I hope so. I don't think they do music. I think they're just checking it out.
We
so
could still definitely ask them some questions.
They're going to come in.
Somebody's a rapper.
And Team Studio is going to come too,
nice.
I believe. So I've been talking with M.Dot, Ant Thomas,
nice.
Brian Cartier, who was the head of the team, the captain, if you will. So they're actually, M.Dot's about to call in a minute. We're in a bit of a holding pattern. If you haven't seen, I know you have, but people who haven't seen them, the LFOD Alumni Cypher Series, shot by Stay True. We dropped all the videos last week.
Yes, please go check
them
out.
They are wild, and you definitely want to check them out.
Yep.
The first one, I think we must have cracked 2,000 views on Facebook already, which
Word.
Is pretty good. That makes me happy. Shout out to Time and Lap, Bakari, JB. Starting to get, you know, when the comments are from strangers, that's when I get happy, you know. Where I'm like, I don't know who that person is. And they're talking, you know, a lot of talk. You can't go to a Facebook site without logging in anymore. That's kind of crazy. I'm just trying to check out the LFOD radio page. It won't let me unless I log in. That's pretty annoying.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Not now. Oh, the phone's ringing.
Right.
It's that phone. We can't. Call the other phone, boys, if you're tuned in. You're calling the wrong phone. They just redid the phones here, and for some reason they built one. No, it doesn't work. Hello? See, nothing. They got to call the other one. Well, you know how what they say about fixing what isn't broke?
Don't fix it?
Yeah, it's basically what the station did. So.
If it ain't broke. If it ain't broke, don't.
Yeah, it's 2.2K views. It's not bad.
Definitely not.
Definitely check that out. LFOD radio on everything. Now I got M.Dot texting me. Call the other number. Call the other number. Oh, he's telling me he's calling the other number. Is this good radio? This is good radio, right? They're conferencing in. These guys are advanced. They're like calling each other first, getting on a conference, and then dropping us a line. Very excited to hear what they have to say. Very, very excited. So, did you see any games?
Yeah, I seen both games. What was that team? Mass Apparel against whatever the orange jersey team was. And then...
Studio, I think. I think those are the guys that won.
Yeah, and then I seen the first round. Don't remember.
That was it?
Yeah, I seen both. I seen both teams play.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because then they did a few rounds, yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty dope.
Well, well, well. What would be dope is if this situation here would work, but I don't know if it's going to. Seem to be having no luck here with these phone lines. So hopefully the boys give us a call. Might play a song real quick. I don't have the new Frank Ocean, unfortunately. But I will play this song. So earlier, we'll play this fried chicken joint. I've been feeling this. Willie Ways, Fried Chicken. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Picture me on the island, sun burning like hot shells, with rich Jamaican broads that feed me guap and oxtail. My bedtime stories was in the form of wise tales. For did a lot of time in despised jail. Now they refugees, but they'll never be Roswell. And they kept secrets like the files of Roswell. Nobody watching y'all modern day Rockwells. I'm cooling at the bottom, cause I know that spot well. I learned to watch the wise guys and hear what the mind tell. Cause when you turn your back, they have you leaking out spine jail. The scent of betrayal really do leave a foul smell. So even weigh the trust in your friends on a fine scale. Used to embellish, but you know the mirage fail. Can't fake, I was fronting like the yards of garage sales. Cause these rappers only lie, so they shit is beyond frill. So they get popped off like salon persona nails. Fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
Yeah.
You see the
big bands is not materialistic, but I'll be dumb if I don't grab the loop and having dreams of cash and cool since days of Crash Bandicoot. See y'all old whips, it's considered mine the master coup.
Masterful.
With no license, still driving elastic roots. Hit and run on whack MCs, put them in that casket suit. No more pale fibs, I'm giving y'all the tragic truth. Words that can rip through flesh like a maggot do. In this game, it's no contest. I'll be the last to poop. Luckily, I live too blessed. Even the past is proof. Speaking to some of heaven's best through a retracted roof, known as the clouds. Under them, I bring the actions through. Plans are waking up to an average mansion view. Nothing much, I ask a few. And imagine true. I like that when in flight, create things that's actual. I realize this life is an illusion, so I'm casual, relaxed,
cool attitude.
Even God move. Fried chicken. Fried chicken, big beans is.
All right, so we just spoke to MDOT and Ant off the air. The only phone that they can manage to call, and it's not on them, it's on us. The only one that's working is the one that you can't put on the air, it seems like. So they're trying the other number, but if that doesn't work, I don't know. I guess you'll have to tune in next week and hear from them live. And I'm going to have to send an angry email to the ops team here at WMFO and let them know that this situation is unacceptable. We got two-time champions trying to call in. Two times, back-to-back. Ant Thomas, three-time MVP.
Nice.
Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
It's phenomenal.
You said that with a very monotone voice. It's like...
Who did?
You. It's phenomenal.
It is phenomenal.
I mean, but yeah, it doesn't sound phenomenal coming out of your mouth.
Well, listen, with the back talk, it's not really a big part of the reason your mic is on, so try to keep it positive.
I guess.
I'm sorry, I got a million. Yeah. Why don't you tell a story real quick while I try
to... I don't have a story, but BET is doing this show called One Shot, and this One Shot is supposedly some sort of like show that's finding who's going to bring hip-hop, quote-unquote, back to emceeing.
What?
And it's supposed to be airing tonight at 10 p.m., but yeah, I just now heard about this, which is totally weird because I thought I would hear about this earlier.
Bringing back hip-hop?
Yeah, supposedly they're trying to find an MC that's going to bring back like the true, I guess, heart of emceeing or whatever, because, you know, mainstream hip-hop is not as much as...
Tell them to tune in to LFOD Radio Tuesday night, 7 p.m., 91.5.
Who am I telling?
BET. I hate all this bringing hip-hop back stuff. I hate that.
It's become like its
that
own,
is
like,
my
reality.
Number one pet peeve in the world right now. I hate that. It's fine. It's here. Shut up. You're just not looking for it.
That's true.
Push it forward. Stop trying to bring it back.
That's
true. Go listen to an oldies station or something if that's what you want to hear.
Right. No, that's totally true. And honestly, like this morning, I was on Facebook and a friend of mine had like reposted a video of them talking about mumbling rap. And how they were like basically like targeting it, like, you know, you're not saying anything and you're losing the true artistry of a hip hop artist, because a hip hop artist is supposed to be saying something with a message. And they like broke down Little Yachty's
Yachty,
whatever, his Little Yachty, his interview where he said, you know what, you know, if I want to say yeah on a track the whole entire time, I could do that. I don't have to say nothing. And he was just like, people just gonna have to get used to the new hip hop. And so basically he was attacking him and he was like, hey, look, like as an MC, you have the responsibility of saying something. And if you don't say anything, go sit down somewhere. You're basically taking the lazy route. And so I agreed, of course, because I mean, I enjoy conscious hip hop. But then at the same time, these dudes aren't getting famous because they're being them. Obviously, somebody is listening to it. Right.
Right.
So if the majority of people are entertaining mainstream hip hop, then maybe you shouldn't be going at the artist itself. Maybe you should be talking to the audience. I don't know. But like, I mean, I get it, because I'm like, I enjoy messages in hip hop. Don't get me wrong.
What I don't get is why people feel like they need to force their opinion on the entire, like if the whole country is like loving one thing, it's like, you know, I don't know. And the same thing though, the same people that complain, like, did they not hear what Kendrick's been doing? Have they missed like the J. Cole stuff? Are they not listening to Big Sean? There's plenty of lyrical,
but they
like
do it.
Mainstream dudes killing it, and like somehow that all gets ignored, and they're like, no, that's not real.
Right.
And it's only real if only 500 people know about it, and the second more than 500 people know about it, it's not real anymore, and they hate it.
Okay, so I don't think that's the point. Okay, so obviously, like, okay, I don't think Little Yachty is as popular as people are making him seem.
Now, nah,
for him
thing.
To be the artist that he is, I'm surprised that he's that popular. But I don't think, I feel like because, like, the younger people are, like, paying attention to Little Yachty or, like, the Timmy Turner, the guy.
Designer.
And, like, all these rappers that aren't really saying much, like... I don't know. Like, I feel like because a lot of younger people are paying attention to these.
Oh, my God. It's ringing.
Oh.
We're going to continue this. We are going to continue this.
Let's do that.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
Peace. How are you?
We did it.
Hey, you did it. I was really hoping it wasn't like a... prank call or something.
I love prank calls, so I wish I actually had pranked and like, man, I didn't even think of that. That would have been great. I was just too anxious because I was like hanging up on Ian every 2 seconds, man. It was brutal, but five times is a charm. You said it best, so we're on, man.
I don't know if you heard us freaking out, but they changed the phone system in here, and it's a little sketchy now. You guys were just calling the wall phone, so.
All good, man. Happy with
Thanks for calling. Now, hey, what's your best prank, though?
I don't want to give it away because I actually promoted for people to tune in. I text some friends, so I don't like some people that like
have been pranked by you.
No, well, I got one friend who's been getting pranks all the time, and he thinks it's me.
Okay,
and I want like I'm not saying that it is or isn't, but I don't want him to have any proof that it is. But yeah,
he's really gonna think it's you.
I'm like a little kid, man. So I'll definitely still prank my friends. But yeah. they're pretty incredible. But yeah, Ant, you're there, right? I don't want to be talking.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
I'm here.
Three-time MVP, Ant Thomas is on the phone.
Yes sir.
Yeah, I'm on the phone. I'm here, man. I'm just happy to be here, man. Happy to have a great team. I picked M Dot's name out the hat, man. I knew the other teams were in trouble. I mean, I was very happy, man, to be with Ant again. He's a true basketball player. You know, he takes it so serious. He's even yelling at the guys, like, you know, for... I think I was one of them for, like, trying to sub out while the ref wasn't looking. You know what I mean? Like, it's very serious to him, and it's very serious to me. I think that's why it works.
He plays the game like, right.
I, no joke, man. Like, I'm not even being overconfident. I felt like... I actually texted you right away, Sam. I was like, there's not even a chance in the world we'll do this. You know, so, no, man, and it's a whole different dynamic, too. I want to say right away, man, it's like whatever works. And I know it sounds cheesy, like it's just a basketball tournament, but I don't like losing in anything, you know, and I think that's a good quality because I don't want to get comfortable. I don't want to get complacent, whether it's music, whatever. I don't want to lose. And last year, I scored a lot of points. That's why I was able to even be with Ant at the end for, like, the selection of, like, even voting for MVP because he deserves it automatically, man. The kid's a natural basketball player. But last year, I had to score a lot. This year, in the last game, I didn't score that much, man. Like, and I had to play defense. I had to rebound. I had to be a role player. I had to do whatever it took because I didn't care what my role was. It was if it was helping the team, I was all about it, man. And we had other people to facilitate that, scoring, you know, and Nux was shooting, and my homie, what's the speedster, man? What's his
Tony,
name?
Tony.
Tony was incredible, man. He hit the first two or three threes of the game, but like I said, man, like that's a true, you know, Ant looked to me, and he's like, you know, I need you guys out there when we were out there because he wanted us to, like, you know, play the right defense to be able to get back to, you know, pick up on help defense. But yeah, it's the little things, man. And like, I would have done anything, as silly as it sounds, to not lose, man. I mean, ask Bakari. When you have Bakari up there, ask him. I was pushing him out of bounds. I was, you know, dude, I know it sounds terrible, but I don't care what it had to be done. We had to. It's bragging rights, you know?
Dude, you got the belt. You got the trophy.
Ready for Ant, two for us together, which I think is so cool. I hope we play together next year.
We're going to have to break it up. We're going to have to break it up.
Hey man, I'm all about loyalty and building camaraderie. It started off with picking names out of a hat. I do think I went three times in a row. I deserve two picks, man.
God,
I'd earn two picks, man.
It'd be kind of cool to keep us together, just because then people would be gunning for us. And I'm like, yeah. I'm laying down.
People already were gunning for us.
Yeah. I'm laying down a gauntlet, man. I swear to God, like, I don't think I could lose with me and Ant on the same team. It's just, like I said, man, like, last year, we adjusted to each other. In college, man, I was more of an offensive player. Now, like, at that last game, I had to play defense. Like, you know what I mean? I got a couple blocks. I'm not really a defender, but whatever it took, I would have bit people if we got into finals with the best. I swear to God, man.
You know, M-Dot, you're forgetting that you was born until you was on the bus.
No, man, I appreciate that, man. And like, dude, like, yo, I'm a guard. And I was a guard in school. Like, I play forward now because, like, my low game, I like playing down low. You know what I'm saying? So, but, yo, man, you're I love playing with you, man. I really hope we play together next year. And you know what the coolest part of Hoop Hop is? You gain friendships, man. I'm able to meet Ant. I might not have met him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm able to meet people like even Tony, where I feel bad.
Who's Tony? I don't know this Tony character.
Yeah, Tony came through. He was cashing in the threes, man.
He was lightning. Lightning.
What's my dog Tony's last? He got another name. It's Tony something.
Yeah. He's real quiet. Real quiet. Yeah. So that's the only reason why. Like, he was one of my favorite people.
Quiet Tony.
But he's real quiet, you know.
Tony Bodega.
Okay, yep.
Tony Bodega. Yeah, Tony Bodega. He got game. He was splashing his threes, playing good defense. Like, and I like the starting five the most because I felt like everybody bought into the team concept. Cause like even me, like I can try to go one on one every time, but like that's not what I wanted to do. I wanted us to be playing together. Like, it was important for us to be playing defense and for everybody just be feeling good, setting screens for each other.
Yo,
like I just feel like out of all the teams, our team bought into the team concept, and,
right,
and that's why we won. And that's why we won. Like, everybody else is being individuals. It's about one on one and people trying to score. So our team stay together.
So, Ant, are you like a veteran leader on the Hoop Hop circuit now? Do people just look to you for guidance?
Yeah, it was a good feeling. It was a good feeling, you know. I mean, Knuckles is mad at me. Knuckles, when we come to the station next week, Knuckles will let you know. He was mad at me. He tried to go in a few times. I'm like, nah, you're going to go with the starting five. I'm like, wait 5 minutes, bro. Because when you come in, the energy that you're bringing in is, like, going to be too much. And so he was coming in. He was frustrated. He had to sit the five. But he was coming in and, like, knocking down threes, going to the hoop, making some really tough baskets and through the lane. He played well for us.
Well,
so let's not forget DJ Candy Rain, though.
Yeah.
Who was on the team?
Fresh Money. Candy Rain, Knucks.
Fresh Money. You can't ever count out Fresh Money. Yep. Evil Doer.
DL. Who else? Brian Cartier.
Okay.
Yep.
I think that's it.
So you had Candy Rain. So Taz, our other co-host, that's her girl. She was like, watch out for Candy.
Yeah, she was a good... Dude, there was a lot of great girl players there. I ain't gonna front, man. Like, I think we had one of the best ones. Not your girl guy, Madison. I think we had, like... She was great, man. She was great all around.
I had to let her know.
Yeah, you know? She's gonna love that.
What was the best part? What was the best part about the whole event altogether on everyone? Like, what's everyone's opinion about what's
coming? Everyone's coming together for me. Mm. I mean, like I said, my first year, man, last year, there wasn't people like that came out like this. Like, there were people, but it wasn't as diverse as far as communities. Like, it was now more nostril cats are coming down. Now more dudes who are in the underground are coming down. As you saw with the Freestyle Clinic, I think the doors are opening a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I played basketball my whole life. I played at that park when I was in college, when I was playing college ball. I used to play there against Lonnie Mack. That's like a legendary park. Ant knows Ant plays there probably more than I have, you know? And to get all those hip-hop dudes over there, to get them exposed to it, I think it's so dope because everyone just gelled. Everyone got along. I think that's what it's supposed to be about. It's not on some rapper shit. Everyone was equals. You got dudes who are inner city kids who, really do like open mics and are getting started. And you got dudes, you know what I'm saying, like myself, who go to Europe and do shows with equals. Like, it was no like who's better. Or, you know what I mean? There's dudes who are on inner city radios that I've never been on that I'm connecting with. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like everybody's. Yeah, I think that's the coolest part, is that people are meeting that didn't know each other, especially on basketball court, right? And like, you have like an automatic camaraderie once you, like, if someone goes high to the rack, you have a different type of respect immediately for them because of basketball, you know?
So I got two questions.
Like, I would, I definitely would say like shout out to Bakari. Bakari
always.
JP. That's my bro, man. Bro. And like he just was a visionary for even coming up with this whole concept. So like I would just say the best part of it is just like the community that he brought together. Like I'm gonna amplify a little bit what MDOT said, because like we had a youth game. LFOD sponsored a youth team that
and
won
they
the
smashed.
Game.
Smashed.
That B stay true. That B stay true. Yeah, it's crazy. AV came up to me. He's like, yo, Ant, you trying to coach my team? I was like, yo, because I organize a youth game. I was like, yo, I can't coach, man. I'm just an organizer. I was like, I can't coach. And I ain't even telling him this, though. I didn't tell him this, but my little cousins was on LFOD too.
Of course.
Shout out to the Slugs. So two of my little cousins played on the LFOD team. So I wasn't.
I saw one kid who could like dunk, look like, you know, up to my hip. It was crazy.
His name is William. And he's going to Snowden next year. He wasn't my little cousin. He was just somebody that was at the park. He was at the park. They wasn't even expecting it. I was like, hey, y'all trying to play in the youth game? Like, there's a whole bunch of hip-hop artists are playing on the top court. And it was like, yeah. And then William was like, I'll get some more people. And, he also, like, brought a girl that played on the State True team. I'm going to give her a shout-out, too, Ariana.
And she killed it. She
had games.
She owned the court out there.
I got another plug, too. She's going to Cathedral High. That's my alma mater. She's about to be a freshman at Cathedral, so look out for her, because she's the real deal.
And like, you know, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Look, and like, that's amazing, man. You remember all the kids. You remember, like, I just think there's such good people there. And it starts with Bakari. You know, when
Bakari is the man.
There.
We can't talk about him too much, though, or it's going to go to his head. So, real
no,
quick,
but,
though.
Like, people don't realize, you know, you guys do, how much I'm sure he, you know, it's stressful, man. It's stressful
a year-long thing putting it together almost at this point.
Yeah, and he did it great. And like the biggest sentiment that we keep saying is it not only went smoothly, but it was like, it was just a great time, you know what I'm saying? And I think that gets overlooked often because people are just hanging out, but people really were able to just kick it, and there was just such a good energy, you know?
Well,
like, that's the truth, man. That's not sugarcoating it.
And we're going to keep that energy rocking. Next week, both of you guys are coming in with the team, right?
Yeah, man. I'll be there. MDOT, can you make it, man?
He had told me. So what are y'all doing?
We can get the details after off the air, but basically the winning team, Brian Cartier Studio, you guys are coming through, and I think the team LFOD is going to come too. And if people have music and stuff, we're going to spin the tunes. We're just going to talk about the event. We get the trash talk going. Last year, real quick, because I think Ant Thomas knocked Cav Burna out of the league. I don't even know what happened, but they had a big debate a few years ago, and then I don't even know. I haven't heard from him since.
Cav is scared to come out. If Cav is listening, he's scared to come out. I don't want to pick Cav's name out of a hat.
That's the only thing I instigate.
If I pick Cav's name out of a hat, I'm trading him. So that's my word.
Let me tell you something, man. Like, I want to say two more things like that. But I hope. Do I have a minute?
You have literally 1 minute.
I want to say two more things, man. There were other players there, like actual ball players, man. I played in college, and I know ball players. And that kid, Brooke, he's a player. Ace DeYoungin, he's a player. Is it Ace DeYoungin? Who's the one who was the tall dude who played in the championship?
Yeah, Ace. Yeah. I think that's Ace. I think he's Ace, too.
He's Ace. So. Ace, the one who's a shooter, the tall dude. He lights out, you know, really quiet. Well, anyways, the other teams had really good players, you know?
Yeah, Lee Boy. I played Bay State games with Lee Boy.
That last team had some ballers, man. Like and like actual like actual basketball players that aren't just hip hop.
Keith,
like,
you know? Was nice too.
Absolutely.
All right. Yo,
thank you, guys.
We're going to have to talk more about that next week.
But there's nobody I would want to play with other than Ant-Man.
Beautiful, guys. We got to make a movie about this.
Thank you, Kings, for joining us.
I'll see you next Tuesday, 7 p.m., 91.5. We'll do it live.
Shout out to Live Free or Die.
All right, guys. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Shout out to them. We'll have them all in the studio next week. We'll get it going. LFOD Radio. If you've been tuned in and you're an artist, submissions@lfodradio.com. That's how you get in touch. Send us some tunes. We'll play them if they're clean. And everything else is at LFOD Radio, #LFOD, etc., etc. We'll be back next week. If you have not checked out the Alumni Cypher series, go to the Facebook/LFOD Radio or just type in LFOD Alumni Cypher on YouTube and watch those. SoundCloud.com/LFOD. It's everywhere. Just type in LFOD Alumni Cypher because it's dope. We had some of the nicest MCs in the area come through and get down. This one is, we're getting out of here. We're just going to throw our record on real quick and we'll be back next Tuesday. Tame One, Dreams.
Be light.
Conference All Stars. Chain One. Rock Star. I had a dream, I had my drink in the air, surrounded by people who care, making the toast, proud of our current affairs. Upstairs on the balcony, looking down where the fountain be, higher than the mountain be, with about an ounce of me. People shout for me, but I'm the Don, you gotta wait. I conversate with facial expressions, cause fans make tapes. Money belt around my waist. Cameras around my place, blunt smoke surrounds my face. Briefcases at the races, aces under my sleeves. Uzis by the jacuzzi for my enemies. My lawyers say take it down, lay low. I be bubbling, honeys that brain me taste mo. Things happen cause I say so. Half the city on my payroll, make up laws, break those. This is for the blunted blowers. This is for the hundred throwers, the tunnel goers, the raw dog stomach growers. This is for people that's bling blinging it. This is for people that's living it, while the rest is just singing it. This is for the blunted flowers. This is for the hundred throwers, the tunnel goers, the raw dog stomach growers. This is for people that's bling blinging it. This is for people that's living it, while the rest is just singing it.
I had a dream, I had the sixth sense. When I rhymed, when I was done, I saw dead people all the time. Killing them softly, cigars like Bill Cosby.